open. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, so welcome to the second hour of Sunday Replay this week, in which we have a whole hour of rock and roll for you, starting with someone who shared the stage with my guest at 3:30. This is Chuck Berry, who has performed actually with Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils on the same stage indeed. So we're going to have 3 at 3 from Chuck Berry.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to the Sunday Replay on Phoenix FM, brought to you by Kirby's Coaches. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. To be one of them, call 01277 805 805.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast, and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks, so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, the Georgie folks, they had a jamboree, and drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango, I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for a congo, so keep a rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music, any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it, any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music, if you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me,
Phoenix FM.
Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well. Simpson on Phoenix 98 FM.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rockin' in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven. Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, dig to the rhythm and blues.
Oh yes, that's three in a row there from Chuck Berry. We had rock and roll music, followed by Johnny B. Goode and Roll Over Beethoven. Okay, back to the rock and roll in just a second, but I want to tell you about a new show that's happening later in the week. Are you tired at the end of a stressful week? Well, relax. It's Friday evening at 8 and you can join Patrick for 2 hours to take away the strain. We'll have an eclectic music mix from classic pop to contemporary tracks via a little jazz and country. We'll be looking at some news stories that you might have missed, just for fun competition, and you can add your choice of music. So for the perfect way to spend your time, relax. It's Friday evening at 8 on Phoenix 98 FM with Dear Patrick. Okay, rock and roll. We'll be right back. Red River Rock there from Johnny and the Hurricanes, and that's Patrick Schering's show on Friday at 8 o'clock. For some reason I had brain freeze when I was reading that out just now, and I wanted to say Patrick Swayze. Now he's not Patrick Swayze, he couldn't be. He's Dear Patrick Schering on Friday night at 8 o'clock. The show is called Relax. So enough of that. Now, you couldn't have a rock and roll show without a bit of Elvis, could you?
Wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed. Wash your face and hands. Well, get in that kitchen. Make some noise with the pots and pans. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. I believe to my soul you're the devil in nylon hole. Cause what I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to ride to save your doggone soul. Shake, rattle. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. Like a one-eyed cat peeping in the seafood store. When I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster my money go. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 Who are you on to ride to save your doggone soul? Make it again. Underneath. You make me roll my eyes and then you make me grit my teeth. Well, I said shake, rattle and roll. 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 The way you want to rock, save your doggone soul.
Phoenix FM.
Digital TV switchover is coming to your area in April. Everybody needs to be ready. Do you need help in switching to digital TV? If you are 75 or over, registered blind or partially sighted, or eligible for disability benefits, the Switchover Help Scheme offers practical help to convert one of your TV sets to digital. To get the help you are entitled to, you need to reply to the letter the help scheme has sent you. It is not too late. Fill out the application form and return it to us or phone our free help scheme number 0800 4087 656. The Switchover Help Scheme is run by the BBC under agreement with the government. For further information, visit the website helpscheme.co.uk.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday Replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM, to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years. Replay, replay.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, look at a couple of events in our area taking place starting with next Saturday, the 31st of March. Two performances at 11 and 2 p.m. It's the Martyrs Walk, organised by Brentwood Renaissance Group. The location is the History Column, Bennett's Corner, Brentwood, CM14 4DJ. By popular demand, the return of the true story of Brentwood's own boy martyr, William Hunter, who was burned at the stake here in Brentwood in 1555 for reading the wrong Bible. Brought to life by a team of actors who weave through the town centre as the story unfolds, taking you with them, this moving tale will shock and amaze. Please meet at the History Column at Bennett's Corner at 11am or 2pm for this innovative street theatre production. Cost for that is absolutely free. You can contact Dot Productions on 07879 465 009 for more information. Then on Wednesday the 4th of April at 8.15, there's a talk by Oliver Baldwin and Thelma Wilson called Worley Place. It's organised by the Hutton Horticultural Society and it's taking place at St Peter's Church Hall, Cloughton Way, Hutton. Olive and Thelma will share their detailed knowledge of Worley Place, guiding us through its history and informing us about the unique nature reserve that exists today. That also is free and you can contact them on their website by looking at the Phoenix FM website.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to the Sunday Replay on Phoenix FM, brought to you by Kirby's Coaches. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. To be one of them, call 01277 805 805.
Yes, Sunday Replay with me, Bob Simpson, here on Phoenix FM in association with Kirby's Coaches. Coming up after the travel news at 3.30, it'll be my interview with Mick Satan of Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils. We'll be hearing some of their music and hear the Rocking Devils story. And up to the travel news, it's non-stop rock and roll.
Well, I came home last night along about 10. Well, I came home last night along about 10. Well, the door was locked and I just couldn't get in. Yes, I knocked and I knocked. I'm bam, bam. Yes, I knocked and I knocked. I'm bam, bam. Well, I knocked and I knocked. I'm bam, bam. Yes, I knocked and I knocked. I'm bam, bam. Well, next time, baby, you'll know just who I am. Rock the blue caps, go now. I say hello, then I couldn't find where you hid the key. I had a feeling, baby, you've been holding out on me. So I just knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, yes, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, yes, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, well, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, well, the next time, baby, you'll know just who I am. Rock, blue caps, go now! Well, I sat down way before you come sneaking in. Yes, I sat down way before you come sneaking in. Gonna ask you, baby, just where you think you've been. So I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, yes, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, yes, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, yes, I knocked and I knocked. Oh, bam, bam, well, next time, baby, you'll know just who I am.
Phoenix FM.
Let's have a party. Woo! Let's have a party. Send
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Well, it's looking good on the roads out there, but I would avoid the centre of Brentwood if I were you, because temporary traffic lights in Brentwood at the junction of the High Street and King's Road are causing congestion in all directions and are likely to be in place for the next 4 weeks. There is a 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction on the eastbound track of the A127 South End Arterial Road between the Halfway House and Fortune of War, which, again, is likely to be in place until around the 16th of August. On the trains, there are no Greater Anglia trains operating today between Shenfield and Witham, with a replacement bus service running instead between Billericay and Witham, and also a minibus service between Shenfield and Ingatestone. Meanwhile, C2C trains are being replaced by buses all this weekend between Pitsea and Southend Central. For full details, visit nationalrail.co.uk.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
You're listening to the Sunday Replay on Phoenix FM, brought to you by Kirby's Coaches. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. To be one of them, call 01277 805 805.
Yes, you're listening to the Sunday Replay with me, Bob Simpson, here on Phoenix FM in association with Kirby's Coaches. Now, Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils were very popular with the Teddy Boys across the southeast of England. Formed in 1958 by two brothers, Mick and Butch Nash, they went on to be part of the 1970s rock and roll revival circuit. I visited Mick at his home to hear the full story.
This is Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM, and I'm delighted to have been invited here to the home of Mick Nash, also known as Mick Satan, who used to perform all around England as Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils. Mick, many thanks for inviting me. How are you, first of all?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Yeah, things
but, I'm willing to take a second opinion.
Okay, so we want to know all about Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils. I believe it all started in 1958.
Yeah, started in 1958. With myself and my little brother Butch, who played the drums. Well, at that time it was a turned over biscuit tin, you know, on a bit of a stand. So
right, and you had a bit of a problem finding a bass player to start with, I believe.
Yeah, we got through several rhythm guitarists in the search for a bass player, but eventually we found one, which was a little dwarf fella, Peter Mason, who became known as Mo, and he was our bass player. Yeah, because we were to doing the pubs and clubs, but we always featured, the last half hour was solid non-stop rock and roll, so, and that always went down a bomb, you know, so we kept to the formula, and that was our forte.
Right, that sounds good, sounds like my kind of music
so
as well.
So then we put the rocking in the Devils, which we had been before, and went into drape suits.
Teddy Boy stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
And you had
we did that before Shibwadi Ready.
Yep. Yeah. So how about the name? How did you come up with the name?
We just picked on the Devils.
Okay.
Out of the blue, Butch and I decided that.
Okay, so you've chosen three of your recordings for us to hear today. What's the first one and why did you choose it?
It's called Teddy Boy Rock Fans Broken Romance Blues. It was one that I wrote in 1973, and it became our Teddy Boys anthem.
Come and tie a slip knot in me Slim Jim, try and get that beer stain off me drape, put a nice sharp crease down me drain pipe, and stick a bit of polish on me crepe. Go and flick a duster on me Chevy, get it so it's shiny as can be. Then if I've got a minute before I go out, you can come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I treat you with consideration? I lift me feet up while you sweep the floor. I pour me own beer while you dig the garden. How could any woman ask for more? So pour me out another pint of bitter, and light me up a fag, cos I've run out. And then nip down the cookies for me winnings, and turn the telly on your way out. And when you get back home I'll have me hair washed, and while it's drying you can cook me tea. Then after when you've washed up all the dishes, you can come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I take you down the club on Sundays, and let you stand and watch while I play pool? I'll let you chalk me cue and do the story. Don't blimey girl, I ain't half good to you.
Now I don't wanna hear no more complaining. It's nice here night and I am on my way to hear a group they call the Rockin' Devil. Gonna rock and roll until the break of day. I might be feeling hungry when I come home. It might be 2 o'clock or even 3. So you cook up some bangers, eggs and bacon, and come and tell me why you're leaving me. Leaving me, I ask you, who always does things for you without a single thought of what I'm going to do. You won't find another one like me, you know. Don't know how bleeding lucky you are.
That was Teddy Boy Rock Fans' Broken Romance Blues by Mick Satan and the Rockin' Devils. So, moving on to the 70s and 80s, you shared the stage with some big names. Tell us about that and some of the people you've worked with.
Yeah, the first one we shared with was Dwayne Eddy. That was down in a club in Kent. He was a smashing bloke, you know, he was really easygoing to get on with.
He was guitar man, wasn't he?
Yeah. Twangy guitar
man. Yeah, great.
And I took all my Dwayne Eddy albums down there with me, and he sat out in the dressing room and signed them all.
Whoa. Oh,
so of course they're priceless.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he also let me have a go on his Gretsch Nashville guitar, and I swore then that one day I would get myself a Gretsch.
Okay. And did you get one?
Yep.
And there it is on the wall. Excellent. Yep.
And it was from the time I got it, used it right up to the end of the Rockin' Devils till we retired.
Excellent. And just for our listeners' benefit, I'm sitting in your lounge here, which is absolutely lovely, and we've got wall-to-wall guitars, haven't we, in here?
Oh, yeah.
So what's the significance of these other ones? These are others you've used throughout your career.
Yeah, that one up there, that is a Boosey & Hawkes Grimshaw. That was £350 in 1960.
Wow.
Well, in 1960...
Could have bought a car for that.
You were either a shadow or an idiot to spend £350 on a guitar.
Right, yeah. You've got another one with your name on over there.
Yeah. Later on, I saw one of the Nashville teens using a Gibson Barney Kessel. So I decided I'm getting one, you know.
Right.
And I've got that one, and I cut my first album on that guitar.
Right.
Which we cut in Joe Brown's studio at Chigwell.
Right.
And Joe produced it.
Excellent. And that was a song written...
Marty Wilde.
Marty Wilde, that's right.
Yeah.
How did you come by that song then? Did he do it specially for you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And he uses it on his stage show as well.
Right.
In fact, I think Marty and me are the only ones who've sung it.
Okay.
It's called Bring Back Rock and Roll.
Okay. And so who else have you shared the stage with?
Chuck Berry, Freddie Cannon.
Right, I know. Way down yonder in New Orleans. Yeah.
They're the two from Over the Water.
Okay.
And apart from that, apart from Cliff Richard, every British rock and roller, Wee Willie Harris.
Right.
Screaming Lord Sutch.
Okay, yeah.
Down to the barrel scrapings of Jess Conrad.
Poor Jess Conrad.
Yeah.
He used to have the Mickey taken out of him mercilessly by Kenny Everett years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he now has it taken out of him by Freddie Starr.
Yeah.
He's been here many times.
Right.
In fact, whenever we did a show, Jess is known for his pre-show nerves.
Okay.
The Jesse jitters. And we used to have to go and to the venue and have a rehearsal.
Okay, calm him down.
Even though it was a show that we did over and over again and we knew it back to front.
Right, yeah.
And he was frightened that we were going to play it back to front.
What's the next track we're going to play?
Greaser Grumpkin's Chopper.
Okay. Tell us something about that.
It's a song about a greaser who builds his own chopper bike.
Okay.
Out of bits.
That's a relief, by the way, yeah. Got it, yeah. It's a chopper bike, yeah.
Filched from other places, you know, from other cars and everything.
Okay. Well,
and we recorded that on Chas Chandler, you know, the Animal Space player.
I know.
On his Cheapskate label. And Sounds Magazine do a sort of separate charts for each type of music, rock and roll, indie, pop, and we topped the Sounds Rock and Roll chart with that.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's hear it. Greaser Grumplin's Chopper.
I've got a mate who thinks he is the king of all Greece. He wears a leather jacket all the time. The only time you ever jump to see him looking pleased is when he's covered head to toe in groin. He wears a big crash helmet with a visor on the front and boots that took a cow of boots to make. Chopper bike he sits on is his own real party piece. If you touch it, you'll find you're alive at stake.
His name is Greaser Grumplin, and he's Chopper at King Kong. He'll pull you in your pieces, and he'll put you back all wrong. But if you live to be an 100, you won't see nothing like Greaser Grumplin's 3.5 litre homemade chopper bike. Moving machine, he chanced to find upon a building site, and the engine once was fixed inside a 3.5 litre Jag, and someone lived out in the street one night. The seat is the reclining type that Messrs. Roland and Royce once fitted to a sparkling silver flag, but the owner parked it one night in a multi-story park, and Greaser Grumplin quickly whipped out.
His name is Greaser Grumplin, and he's tougher than King Kong. He'll pull you into pieces, and he'll put you back all wrong. But if you live to be an 100, you won't see nothing like Greaser Grumplin's 3.5 litre homemade chopper bike. Football ground. The groundsman just can't figure where it's gone. And a frame is made of scaffold poles which got left lying round and were picked up by the hero of this song. The carburetor came out of a London transport bus that once took Greaser Grumplin for a ride. And Euler doesn't look unlike the fobble of a ship, and QE2 stands all down one side. His name is Greaser Grumplin, and he's tougher than King Kong. He'll pull you in pieces, and he'll put you back all wrong. But if you live to be an 100, you won't see nothing like Greaser Grumplin's 3.5 litre homemade chopper bike. His name is a Greaser Grumplin, and he's bigger than King Kong. He'll pull you in on his pieces, and he'll put you back all wrong. If you live to be an 100, you won't see nothing like Greaser Grumplin's 3.5 litre homemade chopper. If you think that you can bring it, you can come and have a bash, but you better put your helmet on in case you have a crash.
So that's Mick and the Rocking Devils and Greaser Grumplin's Chopper. Sadly, you lost your brother Butch in 1992, but you continued performing, this time with your daughter Debbie. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, the Rocking Devils retired in 1979, which was our 21st birthday. I was approached by an old friend called Terry Ewers, a country singer, who wanted to go out and do duetting, country and rock and roll.
Okay.
So I played bass behind his rock and, behind his country guitar, and he played bass behind my rock and roll guitar.
Okay.
In 1992, as you say, Butch unfortunately contracted brain cancer and lung cancer.
Okay.
And he died. but we had a great following in Germany. And before Butch died, we did a special show down at Tilbury to try and get some fans for him.
Okay.
And a load of German fans flew over to see that show, one of whom was Joe Jedemzik.
Right.
And he ran a rock and roll label in Germany.
Okay.
Called Edwardian Music, specifically for Teddy Boys.
Right.
So, okay. And he wanted to put the Rockin' Devils on record in Germany. We recorded a four-track EP of four tracks that I'd written. He put that out in Germany.
Yep.
And it topped the charts, topped the singles charts.
Wow.
In 1995 and 6. And I was playing solo gigs and doing quite well. And then I broke my ankle in the snow.
Oh dear.
So Debbie, my daughter, came with me as my roadie to help me with the gear.
Right.
One night at a gig, she said, "Dad, can I come up and sing a couple of songs with you?"
Right.
Well, she knew all my stuff, obviously. She'd been weaned on it.
Yep.
So she came up and sang a couple of songs with me, blew me off the stage altogether.
So tell us about that night in 1996 when sadly it all went wrong for you.
Well, we'd done the German tour. When we came back, everything was looking really rosy. I got hit by a stroke.
Okay.
Out of the blue, no warning or anything. And spent 6 months in hospital.
Oh dear.
So that was my rock and roll career. The wheels fell off, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That must have hit you really hard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because my guitar playing was my life.
Yes.
And my left hand just packed up. All my left hand side packed up. And what Joe Brown and Marty Wilde had referred to as the fastest left hand in the rock and roll business is that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And it just don't work anymore. So I went on to poetry. I needed an outlet for my creative side.
Yes. Yeah.
So I went into writing and poetry. I was writing poetry and stories.
Okay. So obviously the stroke hit you really hard. It ended a way of life for you in a way.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it got you down. But you kind of got through that. I mean, obviously, you still must miss it, but you've found something else to replace that.
Yeah.
Would you have any advice for anyone in a similar position?
Yeah, keep off of salt.
Right.
Because on the way home from gigs, it was always like kebab shops and fish shops were the only things open.
Okay.
And you used to sort of sprinkle salt liberally over everything. And because of that, my blood pressure shot high. And that was what caused the stroke.
Okay. I suppose in those days you didn't really know, as we do today, what harm you could be doing to yourself. Yeah.
No, this is it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that since the stroke, I've never even looked at a salt pot. It was lucky that I had my wife Carol and my daughter Debbie behind me, because without them, I don't think I'd have got through it.
Well, you have got through it, and it's been a real pleasure talking to you today, Mick.
It's been nice of you to...
Very interesting story, and we're going to finish off with one last track from you. It's another one with a great title, I Want to Be an Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
It was always a good response getter, because there's a line in it which it's about somebody, a young kid. I wrote the Greaser Grumpling story to go with Greaser Grumpling's chopper.
Okay.
And there was a young kid who used to idolise Greaser Grumpling. There's a line in it called, "I want to be an Hell's Angel. Get me a great big bike and do the ton. I want to have a gangbang, but I can't because I'll get told off by me mum." Touch.
to do when I left school. All I could do was sit and blankly stare. Then standing in the playground and looking down the street, the answer came to me right then and there. I wanna be an Hell's Angel. Get me a great big bike and do the jump. I wanna have a gangbang, but I can't 'cause I'll get told off by me mum. Well, I went and blew me doll on a great big black crash helmet. It looked like an inverted chamber pot. Then I went and got myself the gauntlets and the boots, white scarf, leather leggings, all the lot. Joy came with me new black leather jacket, but everywhere I go they take the mic, 'cause all the bread I've blown on gear has left me bleeding skin, and I can't afford to get myself a bike. I wanna be an Hell's Angel, get me a great big bike and do the turn.
Mick Satan and the Rocking Devils there, and I Want to Be a Hell's Angel. Mick now spends his time writing poetry and has several collections of his poems available. If you'd like more information about these or any Rocking Devils CDs, please contact Mick on 07889 740677. As Mick would say, I've got a great future behind me. Thanks to Mick for letting me talk to him in his home. I'll be giving that number out again at the end of the programme if you would like to contact him.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Fast running out of time here on the Sunday replay, so one quick event taking place on Wednesday the 4th of April. 7 o'clock in the evening until 9, there's a ladies motoring evening. It's organised by Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists, and it's taking place at Unit 7, Everick Business Centre, Prospect Way, Hutton. Skidmarks presents another evening of car tips, balanced with more than a little splash of elegance and beauty. Complimentary wine, soft drinks for the drivers, and a finger buffet too. The cost is free, but places are limited, so visit the website to book. That's the Skidmarks website, and there is a link to that website on our own website, phoenixfm.com, under the Events Guide tab.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to the Sunday Replay on Phoenix FM, brought to you by Kirby's Coaches. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. To be one of them, call 01277 805 805.
Well, bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Be-ba-ba-ba-loo-la, I don't mean baby. Be-ba-ba-ba-loo-la, she, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Be-ba-ba-loo-la, she's my baby. Be-ba-ba-loo-la, I don't mean my baby.
Be-ba-ba-loo-la, she's my baby, my baby.
That's right. She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more. Be-ba-ba-ba-loo-la, she's my baby. Be-ba-ba-ba-loo-la, I don't mean my baby.
Be-ba-ba-ba-loo-la, she's my baby. My baby.
Let's rock again now.
Phoenix FM.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
Oh, finishing as we started off, a bit of Chuck Berry there and School Days. Don't forget, if you want to contact Mick Satan, you can get him on 07889 740 677 if you want any of those Rockin' Devils CDs.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.
David Cameron's robustly defended Conservative Party funding methods as a top Tory quits over cash for access allegations. Co-Treasurer Peter Cruddas has quit after being filmed apparently offering access to the Prime Minister.